And we're back here in the studio, and we're ready to talk fitness after all of that discussion about what's going on with men and boys in the community. We need to do some things to be healthy. We're joined by Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of the CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, and also community fitness activist. We're also joined by the indomitable Miss Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer and professional model, and the world's oldest competitive bodybuilder at the age of 77, and Rhonda Silva, division administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. She also manages the program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for uninsured women and men from the ages of 40 to 60 living in Baltimore City. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Doctor. Good to be here.
Oh, yes. Now, you have an event that's coming up this Saturday, from what I understand.
Yeah, and it's one of the things you just said. We're talking about boys and the community. And every event we have is about the community. So this is just going to be a continuation of the conversation you had with Bobby right before this. What our event is we have a free monthly community health walk, and every month we try to have a theme to it. And the theme for our walk this Saturday, August the 16th, 7:30 a.m. at Druid Hill Park, is our school supply drive. So Miss Ernestine, Mama Ernestine, and I have partnered along with the Baltimore City Cancer Program of Baltimore City to make sure that we have resources that the community can reach out and ask questions about, you know, their health, and also tie it to community activism. My mantra is a community that walks together, talks together. They're right, Mama.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are really thrilled to talk about our walk this Saturday. It starts at 7:30 at Druid Hill Park. Please be there on time.
On time now.
Yes. Plan to do maybe a 5K walk. That's 3.1 miles.
Yes, yes.
And we're asking everyone to bring some type of school supplies for the children. And that would just be so wonderful if everyone would do that.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at both of you before we talk about cancer and how this fits into this discussion. I had a good workout this morning.
Oh, that's good. Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Now, I'm trying to be like you, Miss Ernestine. I want to be like you when I grow up. I'm trying to work on my midsection. I have more belly fat than I would like to have. Do either of you have any tips about what I need to do? I mean, how
does that work?
Go ahead,
Mama. Talk to him. Talk to him.
I want to have six packs like you.
All right. I love that question. First of all, maybe you may not want to hear this.
Well, I'm ready. Tell me what I need to do now.
Truth will set you free.
You have to eat correctly.
Well.
Okay.
All right now.
5 to 6 small meals a day.
Okay.
He's taking notes. The doctor's taking notes.
Oh, yes, I'm writing it down.
And you know one thing? He's left-handed, too. Just right there. Uh-oh,
perfect.
Like that.
Perfect. A left.
Okay, now, 5 to 6 small meals a day.
Uh-huh.
Drink plenty of water. Okay? Now, you need to walk. Start off doing at least 30 minutes of walking each day, until you get strong enough, and then start walking for an hour. And the last thing, some strength training. Oh, I forgot one more thing.
All right.
Uh-oh, here she goes.
Ready for this?
Oh, yes.
You have to be determined.
Oh.
You have to be dedicated. And you have to be disciplined in what you're doing. And you also have to pray about it.
All right.
That does it for you. Don't forget that prayer. That's so important. You can do it.
All right. Well, I wrote it
You've
all down.
You've written it all down. Uh-huh.
And if you want to get the list, then listen to the podcast so you can catch it for yourself. And we're also joined here in studio by Miss Rhonda Silva.
Yes.
Can you tell us what your program dealing with cancer prevention.
Absolutely.
And I believe hopefully it's eradication. How does that fit in with this?
Well, it has a lot to do with it. My program is 12 years in the makings, and we go out and look for uninsured or underinsured women and men in Baltimore City from the ages of 40 to 64. And we provide a free clinical breast exam, a mammogram, and a colorectal exam, and also a pap test. If we find anything abnormal, anything, we will take care of it. And so we want, I'm saying this because I want folks to know, if you have no insurance, please give us a call at University of Maryland Baltimore City Cancer Program at 410-328-HOPE. And we have so far have found 118 cancers, various throughout the 12 years, and we have a 95.2% survivor rate.
Excellent.
This pulls into the exercise, and it is so very important that through cancer, you must eat right. And to prevent cancer, it is so awesome that you have to eat. You have to pray about it. You have to walk. You have to change your habits and become more healthier.
To that point, are there things that you can eat that actually have a preventative component as it relates to cancer that actually can help drive down the odds of getting cancer?
Reduce fats. Mm-hmm. Reduce fried foods.
Right.
Change your diet.
You mean
yes.
I have to let go of my fried
food? No,
I'm
not saying let it go completely.
Mama used to make that fried
That's right.
chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't
right.
say eliminate it. We
okay.
say reduce.
Reduce.
I mean, reduce, really reduce it down.
So instead of three fried pieces of chicken, I can have two.
How many?
Depends on how big they are.
Right, how big they are.
Depends on how big they are.
And how many times a week are you eating that fried food?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I hear you.
All right.
I hear you. I'm drinking green tea more and more.
All right.
I hear that has antioxidants that also can reduce the chances of getting cancer as well. So,
what about water?
Water. Tell me about water. What? Because you mentioned water too, Ms. Shepherd. What does this water all? What does that do for you?
Oh, that water cleanses everything in your body. You've got to have that water. Isn't that correct, Chauncey?
Oh yes. You have to drink water. Water is the liquid of life. You know.
That's,
I mean,
absolutely.
We have all these different power drinks, and there was a study that was released a few years back that if an American just cut back on their consumption of sodas in a year, they could lose upwards from
sugar.
8 to 10 pounds just on the soda. So if you cut back the soda and the sugar, cut back on that big piece of mama's fried chicken, we're looking at about 10 to 15 pounds in 1 year. That's just on cutting back on the pop, the soda, and mama's big piece of chicken.
And take the time to look at the ingredients in those sodas and see how much sugar is in there. It's usually 64 grams or better, and that's a lot of sugar to consume.
You know, I see people giving that soda to the children.
Oh, yes.
Not good.
3 and 4 years old.
Yes.
So
they have a bag of Funyuns and a pop, a soda
that's
pop.
That's right.
Yes.
Or some of the different drinks that are masquerading as orange juice, you know, and so label reading is
very important,
very, very important, and natural sources. You know, if you have an opportunity, if you have that time, I know all of us are busy, and some of our single mothers, single parents are busy to, you know, squeeze their own orange juice and things like that. Mm-hmm. But just be careful, or, you know, add a little water to it, dilute it a little bit, just little steps, you know, along the way of reducing the sugar, because, you know, once you get that sugar fix, that's one of the hardest things as a human being to get rid of. I'm telling you, nothing has that addiction like the sugar fix.
Now,
and
callers,
also,
I want you to join us before we come back. You can call us at 319-410-319-8888. Go ahead on. You were getting ready to make a point.
All I was going to say is please increase your vegetables and your fruits.
Yes. Oh,
definitely.
That should be overwhelming your plates.
That's it. Colors.
Not the meats, but the vegetables and fruits should be overwhelming your plates.
True. Right. No preservatives.
That's right. That chicken should be covered by some fruits and vegetables. You should barely be able to see that fried chicken, right, Rhonda? You should barely.
Absolutely.
Doc's looking at me like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Well, I wrote it down. And
you certainly did.
You gave me 5 things. And I'm going to implement at least 3 of them.
All right.
Okay.
Now.
And then
this
you're
year.
What 3?
This is just August.
Well, you only got 4 months.
You can implement all 5.
Yeah.
Come on now.
5? All right. Well, callers, I know you have some fitness questions. We have the professionals. We have the experts in the house. Join us at 410-319-8888. I see we have another guest in the studio. You want to join the conversation as well?
Yes, Brother Wally. Come on up to the mic.
Say about drinking water, getting back to water, is the world's oldest drink.
That's
so
it.
So therefore, it's the best drink that there ever is. So therefore, never hesitate on having the proper amount or for yourself every day.
Now, when you talk about water, I'm sure you mean the flavored water. I'm sure you mean why can't I have the flavored water?
I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna segue to Mama. Watch the juices masquerading as orange juice, but it's even more important to watch the water masquerading as water. Go ahead and tell them about that.
And that's really true. All you want is just pure water. Now, me saying drink plenty of water, do not try to sit down and drink at least a gallon of water at one time.
Yeah.
Because that is not good. Now, there have been people who have done that. Of course, you've even heard of a case where a person had died by consuming too much water.
You have to be cautious with
that. That's right. You have to be mindful of what you're doing. Anything that you do, you don't just go in, bang. You take your time. Work your way into what you're doing.
Well, that's why I say I'm going to get it done by the end of the year. I'm going to take
all
my time.
No, I don't mean it that way.
Say it again, Rhonda. Say it again,
all
Rhonda.
Five.
He's only got 4 months to.
Come on now.
And we're gonna, then we're going to take that into the full 2000 and, you know,
15.
The next 10, 15.
And come walk with us on Saturday.
Oh, we'd love
at 7:30. That's a great way to start your movement.
Now, let me ask you, this is Rhonda Silva. Are you doing anything in conjunction with this walk on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
Anything with the cancer screening?
What we do is we usually have, I have another staff, LaVester is my my wonderful community outreach worker, and she usually comes with me and she sets out information about my program. So we will talk with whoever's out there to inform them about breast health, colorectal health, and cervical health.
Absolutely. And from what I know of the research, cancer kills primarily in the African-American community because we catch the cancer late.
Late, right. Absolutely.
It's not that we couldn't treat it once we get the diagnosis, but if you get it at that stage three or four, as opposed to having it diagnosed at stage one and two, then you're decreasing your odds.
Absolutely.
So we got to get that screening.
And
in.
We
Is
have to
right?
educate the public to tell them that the myths that they know, the barriers, that we know, we can overcome those. Education is the key.
And that is why, in the community, with the community walks, because the why we felt that is very important that we all team together, because when you're walking and you're talking, you're not in an office, you're more likely to listen to a neighbor or friend that, you know, have you had your check? Have you had a screening? Mm-hmm. So it all works together. The walking part for the fitness, the activism, let's get the community out and talk about the different issues in our community.
Absolutely.
And then we're a little bit freer when we're walking to talk about, you know what, maybe I need to get that exam. Who is this over there? Oh, well, that's the breast cancer. They're here. Then you'll go into the office.
Right.
So that's why I know that all of us working together, we can, you know, fight some of these different ills that are in our community, to include breast cancer and cancer.
And we all feel good when we're done
That's
with
it.
The walk.
That's right. And what I would like to emphasize is the fact that what we're doing with our monthly walks, notice the word walk.
Walk, exactly.
We are not running. We are walking, because when you put that word run in, you lose so many people. We want people to start out slowly and just enjoy walking.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, all right. Now, we want mama. You want granddaddy. We want
everybody.
The entire community.
The community. That's why they're, and they're F-R-E-E. What did I say, mama? Free.
Free. Right.
Absolutely free. To come to the walk and even if you can't walk, you can feed off the energy and the community and just come out and just talk and meet people. You can come out and see the breast cancer program and talk to some, get information. We're about information too. It's not just about walking. Come on out and talk to the community.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. We have Lolita from Baltimore joining us in the conversation. Lolita, how are you?
Hi. I'm an acupuncturist and I have a question about exercising for people who have herniated discs, but you know they pretty much are not in a whole lot of pain, but they still have discs out of place. So what would you recommend in terms of that? Excuse me, all the noise in the background because I'm out in the street.
Well, I think the most important thing is that particular individual needs to speak with their doctor. because we don't know the entire history of this particular patient or this particular person to be able to say to you honestly they can do A, B, and C.
Yes,
I would be very uncomfortable because of saying that. So I think the most important thing is leave the guidance from your physician and let them move and tell you what your next steps would be in exercising.
I think that's very, very important. But, you know, what it's a lot of us don't have a primary care physician. What do we do in those cases? Where do people go?
Well, you do what Rhonda, what we're trying to do, community walks, is that we may not be the health professional, but I'm going to tell you to go to a health professional.
Yes.
And if you need me to hold your hand, I'll walk with you and go. But what we will not do and what you shouldn't do is give information out that you're not qualified to give out.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, and that's a great question you ask, because if you come or you're involved, we will let you know that, look, you need to go to your doctor. We will try to help you find a doctor, and we don't mind holding your hand and trying to get you there. But we will not give out information because we're not qualified for that.
That's true.
And through University of Maryland, there is an array of resources out there. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of if we can talk with you about it, if you can't find a provider, we can help
That's
you.
Right.
We can steer you in the right direction.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I happen to wake up and come out Saturday morning.
So if I happen to call you.
If you happen to call me.
At 6 a.m.
Where do I meet you? I mean, that's a big park. Where are we meeting at the park?
Well, we are meeting at one of the best parks in the city and state and country, Druid Hill Park. Now, listen, as Mama Ernestine said, 7:30 a.m., promptly sharp, or however you want to say it, at the tennis court area. Down by the tennis court area, down by the basketball area, you can't miss us because we're all happy and jolly and moving around.
Yeah.
And 7:30 a.m. Druid Hill Park.
7:30. Is that rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
That rain might mess me up now.
Well, come on now.
I already looked at the weather. It's not going to rain.
We haven't missed a walk in 16 months now. Every month. Mm-hmm. This is every month because our health and wellness doesn't take a month off. One of the reasons Mama Ernestine created the walk is because she wanted to show individuals that you don't have to. Some of these registrations for these fees, the fees for these walks or runs, they can get a little expensive. So we're trying to reach out to the community that you can be a part of a walk and have some fun and no fee.
Now, I'm wondering, you know, I don't have the variety of exercise clothes that some folks have.
That was coming.
I may have some spandex in my closet, a Speedo or two. What should I wear to this walk?
Okay, first thing, we're going down to your feet.
All right.
Okay. You do want to have a pair of comfortable walking shoes. I call them walking shoes. Some call them sneakers, whatever. If you wear a size 10, I'm just going to say, if you wear a size 10, you really want to get that shoe maybe a whole size larger because your feet elongate when you walk. And then plus you do not want to have the black toenails with your toes hitting the box of the shoe.
Great.
Number two, socks are very important too. They too have to fit correctly. You want the proper fitting socks. Now that we've gotten your feet together, you know what? I don't care what you have on top during the summer months.
Okay.
Come on in your spandex. We don't care.
Okay.
We don't care. We want to get you started. That's what we
That's
want.
It.
Just come out.
Come
and
as
enjoy.
You are. Come as you are.
Well, absolutely. I just want to thank you all. It's been a really wonderful segment. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, personal trainer and professional model, and Ms. Rhonda Silver, division administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. We will post post information on this event at thesteinershow.org. Once again, guests, I want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll see you Saturday.
And I wanted to say happy belated birthday to Chauncey.
Thank you.
On our way to our next, on our way to our break, we'll be listening to an archive edition of the Mark Steiner Show. We'll explore how the technological devices that have become commonplace in our society have altered the way we think. On our way to break, we're hearing science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which opened on this day in 1975. It is still the longest running film in U.S. history. And for the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM, celebrating the 88 days of summer, I'm Dr. Lawrence Brown, sitting in for Mark Steiner. Thank you for listening.